'60s, I thought it mattered. I thought that music mattered. But does it bollocks? Not compared to how people matter.
Week in Waukesha. I'm your host, Alderman of the Airwaves, Don Brown, coming to you live from the future office of former Alderman Don Brown, the Mar-a-Lago of the Midwest, where for us, making America great is making baseball affordable and accessible to all of our youth, and we'll be talking about that. And that song, one of my favorite songs from way back in the 90s, Chumbawamba with some tub thumping, and music matters, like they say in the song. And Tyler's also a musician here. Tyler Pudliner, our guest, member of the Waukesha South varsity baseball team, also plays some sax. And, you know, fortunately, I learned about that, with Tyler being in the marching band. But I tried to get him to bring the sax, but no go. What's with that?
One thing that I want to point out is that I'm only in the concert band. I play in the concert band all year round, and it's a requirement to march in the Christmas parade.
Sure.
So I'm not a big marching guy coordination-wise with my feet, you know, that way. So, you know, I can't, you know, play an instrument and walk at the same time normally.
You can get on stage, though, right?
But yeah. So I
shake up and down like Clarence Clemens used to?
So I've gotten back to concert band, at least, and doing that. Great. And Memorial Day Parade's coming up. But, yeah, I mean, I've got a loner tenor sax. We got the loner in probably last Friday, I do believe, or so. So I've been able to get back to it and get back to the tenor, especially after playing out, though, for a little bit.
So you will be marching in the Memorial Day Parade, correct?
I've been thinking about it. It's a tough one. I think that I'll at least probably go out there in March. I don't know if I'm going to play or not, but it's something that at least right now I think that it would help, and that, you know, my family has supported in going out there and thinking that it'll help me get, you know, some relief.
Right. I think it'll also be inspiration to a lot of families who've lost loved ones in the service of our country. And also, too, you know, one of my last acts as an alderman was I voted in favor to enable the police to bring in the barriers now for the parades. We'll have that extra measure of security, which I think will be very crucial to ensuring the safety of our parades and our events, you know, moving forward here into the future of Waukesha. But also, Tyler's, you know, you've had some events and some fundraisers, and you have another one coming up at Waukesha South. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so next Saturday at Waukesha South High School, I'm a big wrestling fan, you know, gotten into it, and there's a local wrestling promotion, Bruce City Wrestling, owned and promoted by Frankie DeFalco. He used to wrestle in the WWF back in the day before it became WWE, the Thumper, and gotten close to him over the past couple of years of going, and he's putting on a fundraiser. And it's just about bringing everybody out, you know. I appreciate his generosity and support for me getting through this process and all through it, but the main thing that I'm trying to put out there is just to have everybody come out, even if you aren't a wrestling fan, just to bring the community together. This is another way, you know, to support the Waukesha Strong family and keep us all together to enjoy it and have a great night, you know. So, yeah, come on out to South, and you know, that's the biggest thing is, you know, the Waukesha Strong family is something that we need to think about. And,
okay, sounds good. And The net proceeds from the event will go towards against your health care costs. And I wanted to bring this up, and I know it's a very sensitive area because I've heard rumblings where some of the other people involved in the parade have been, and I hate to say this, but I hear that they've been milking it, and that some of the other people part of a specific organization haven't been receiving any of that funding. And so I just wanted to give you a chance, because something new has arisen in your diagnosis, which is going to require more funds, correct?
Yeah, so I had something go down to where I had a, they call it a hematoma, and it's where blood pockets up, and we eventually found out that once they drained the liquid from that situation or from that area, that now it's basically a muscle tear and a shear in different layers of the skin, so a muscle shear. And yeah, so I'm dealing with that and just kind of pushing through that pain and rebuilding that up. So yeah, the biggest thing that I've, as I said, as I was talking to you earlier, Don, is that there's still people that are going through it, And that's why we got to stay together and come to these, you know, events and bring everybody together, because there's still people that, yes, might not be in the public eye, but they're battling and still fighting through different medical things. And that's the thing you got to think about is, you know, how to keep the Waukesha Strong family first and, you know, to prove that we're all together and that we're stronger than everybody else.
Great. Thank you. And, you know, speaking of healing too, is that I know your mom had given me a good answer about this was, cause I'd like to see more in the way of mental health, not just for the ones like yourself that were injured, and the members of those that were killed, but also for everyone there that witnessed those atrocities. And you'd mentioned there was a program, or Katie had mentioned that, a healing.
Yeah, the Healing Hearts, they have different venues that they go to. One of their venues is right down the street here, and that's their home base. Is that First Methodist Church? First United Methodist Church.
First United Methodist
Church. And they have Healing Hearts. They have these sessions on Monday nights. They're about to end about 2 weeks, but they'll come back in the fall, and you should see that out there. But, yeah, they got great help with their volunteers that come in and help and just kind of listen and help people through it all. And as I said, that's another way that all of us can get together and, you know, prove to, you know, him especially that, you know, we're stronger.
That's great. And, you know, and I know that you've gotten a lot of support, not just from within Waukesha community, but I guess the extended Waukesha family. I know a certain professional athlete had sent you a video card on Thanksgiving Day while you were still in the hospital. Can you tell us about that real quick?
Yeah, so I had woken up to a message on my phone, and it just came in as a video. And so I didn't know what it was at first, and it's just the black screen. You got to press play to see it and open it up, and there's J.J. Watt, you know, arguably the greatest defensive player in the NFL in my mind, you know, on there, and a former Badger and everything, and Pewaukee native, you know, the pride of Pewaukee, as Lance Allen calls him. And my mom had known somebody who worked at Channel 4 for years and still had connections to Lance, kind of. And through the track owner at Slinger Super Speedway, I pit for a racer up there. He had given my number to Lance, and Lance got it out to JJ because of a quote that I have in my bio. It's a JJ quote on all my social media. And he saw that and thought it'd be cool to reach out to JJ. And JJ was nice enough to send me that message. He sent me a signed jersey, too, and a flag and a hat, and got some work done by Gallery One. They framed it up for me, all the jersey, and I thanked them for that. And Chris did a great job with that. But it was cool just to have that support from, you know, even though he's become such a popular celebrity almost and professional athlete, that he's still thinking about his hometown and his community and how humble That's he great. Is, you know.
Sounds good. All right. Well, hey, we're going to go to another break here, but stick around. We have much more to talk about with Tyler Pudliner. And really glad all of you here on this Easter Saturday this week in Waukesha. Love to hear what some of your plans are. Feel free to give us a shout here on this show, and especially if you have any questions for Tyler and or for Connor or Jason. They love to take a few calls. And stick around. This Week in Waukesha returns.